Ekman then began to layer one action unit on top of another in order to compose the more complicated facial expressions that we generally recognize as emotions. Happiness, for instance, is essentially AU6 and 12, contracting the muscles that raise the cheek, orbicularis oculi, pars orbitalis, in combination with the zygomatic major, which pulls up the corners of the lips. Fear is AU1, 2, and 4, or, more fully, 1, 2, 4, 5, and 20, with or without action units 25, 26, or 27. That is, the inner brow raiser, frontalis pars medialis, plus the outer brow raiser, frontalis pars lateralis, plus the brow-lowering depressor supercili, plus the levator palpebri superioris, which raises the upper lid, plus the risorius, which stretches the lips, plus the parting of the lips, depressor labii, plus the masseter, which drops the jaw. Disgust? That's mostly AU9, the wrinkling of the nose, levator labii superioris salique nasi, but it can sometimes be 10, and in either case, it may be combined with AU15 or 16 or 17. Ekman and Friesen ultimately assembled all these combinations and the rules for reading and interpreting them into the Facial Action Coding System, or FACS, and wrote them up in a 500-page document. It is a strangely riveting work, full of such details as the possible movements of the lips, elongate, de-elongate, narrow, widen, flatten, protrude, tighten, and stretch, the four different changes of the skin between the eyes and the cheeks, bulges, bags, pouches, and lines, and the critical distinctions between infraorbital furrows and the nasolabial furrow. John Gottman, whose research on marriage I wrote about in Chapter 1, has collaborated with Ekman for years and uses the principles of FACS in analyzing the emotional states of couples. Other researchers have employed Ekman's system to study everything from schizophrenia to heart disease. It has even been put to use by computer animators at Pixar, Toy Story, and DreamWorks, Shrek. FACS takes weeks to master in its entirety, and only 500 people around the world have been certified to use it in research. But those who have mastered it gain an extraordinary level of insight into the messages we send each other when we look into one another's eyes. Ekman recalled the first time he saw Bill Clinton during the 1992 Democratic primaries. "I was watching his facial expressions, and I said to my wife, 'This is Peck's bad boy,'" Ekman said. "This is a guy who wants to be caught with his hand in the cookie jar and have us love him for it anyway." There was this expression that's one of his favorites. It's that hand in the cookie jar, love me, mommy, because I'm a rascal look. It's AU 12, 15, 17, and 24 with an eye roll. Ekman paused, then reconstructed that particular sequence of expressions on his face. He contracted his zygomatic major, AU 12, in a classic smile, then tugged the corners of his lips down with his triangularis, AU 15. He flexed the mentalis, AU 17, which raises the chin, slightly pressed his lips together in AU 24, and finally rolled his eyes, and it was as if Slick Willy himself were suddenly in the room. "I knew someone who was on Clinton's communication staff, so I contacted him. I said, 'Look, Clinton's got this way of rolling his eyes along with a certain expression, and what it conveys is, I'm a bad boy. I don't think it's a good thing. I could teach him how not to do that in 2 or 3 hours.' And he said, 'Well, we can't take the risk that he's known to be seeing an expert on lying.'" Ekman's voice trailed off. It was clear that he rather liked Clinton and that he wanted Clinton's expression to have been no more than a meaningless facial tick. Ekman shrugged. "Unfortunately, I guess, he needed to get caught, and he got caught."